as promised, I am back. So, all right, so we cut the lace. The wig is on solid tight, y'all. Like, for real, it's on. Remember I told y'all the left side didn't match with the, with the right side as far as the ear tabs. It still really don't, but the wig is on so tight. Like, I only could maneuver it so much, but I did a good job. Like, it's fine. It's just that the way it's laying, it got my ear smushed down a little bit. So, like, if I wanted to wear it, like, up or something on this side, I really have to probably mess with it some more. The other side is pretty much perfect. So, that's the only thing so far that I'm like, dang. I did cut off some more of the lace around my edges, just because I've wanted less lace than what I had before. Like before when I used to do it. Bree leave a lot of her lace out, and then she do her, yes, what you want?
Okay, I'll tell you later. You see her?
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to tell you what happened. I forgot to tell you when I had to put you that birthday party at that R&B bingo. I'm going to tell you what she said about you.
Oh, wow. Okay. So, what I was saying. Oh, so, because she do a lot more baby hairs, and hers be real thick, so it covers it up good. I do thin baby hairs, so it's, like, harder to cover it up to make it look more natural. So, I went ahead and trimmed some back. It's totally up to you. Some people cut all the lace up into the hairline. That's fine. Like, I used to do that, too. I mean, it's just personal preference, really. So, I got it cut basically pretty much to how I want it. So, next what we're going to do is our makeup on our brush. Because, remember, I didn't color the lace on the inside of the wig because I wanted it to look more natural. So basically what you do, take your brush that you already, your makeup brush that your makeup was already on when you put it on the cap, and then you just run it around your edges because you don't need a lot. So you don't really want to go in and put more makeup unless you absolutely have to. And then if you cut your lace, like this side I cut a little bit closer to the hairline than the other side. If you cut your lace like to the hairline, you don't really need that much makeup to go back and put on, if that makes sense. Because it's pretty much not showing really. And then you take your alcohol pad and you just wipe the excess makeup off. Glue, makeup, whatever you got going on. Now you can do it later, because really when you go to lay your baby hairs, you're gonna cover it, but I'm just cleaning kind of like as I go, because I just need to see what's going on. All right, but it looked good. It looks very natural so far. I'm pretty much happy with it. My right side is laid though way better than my left. So that's just what I need to work on. I kind of want to cut more of the lace on the left, because it's like the right side don't have that. It's like a clean cut. My right side, it's not giving what I want it to give. So I'm constantly like cleaning it up. Alright, so what we going to do, because what I think the problem is, it's just not melted. Because you really, at this point, shouldn't even see where your lace end and begin. Unless you, like, super close. But from a distance, if it's melted, it's, like, in there. And I think that's what the problem is. So, what I'm going to do, I'm going to just put the strap back on around that hairline. The, you know, I'm talking about the as you can. And then we're going to leave that on for a second just to melt that in some more. After we do that, after we take the band off, we're going to go ahead and we're gonna put this bag in the sprinkles. We're gonna put this glue bag because we don't need spray at this point, I don't believe. We're gonna put our makeup bag because our brush got enough makeup on it. We're just cleaning up right now. I don't think we need no more glue, so we're gonna go ahead and wipe the top off, get all that excess off. Our top on, put this in our drawer. Oh yeah. We're gonna use this to clean this. Use your alcohol pad to clean off when you was using that comb tip for the glue. It'll come right off. So that's done. This is trash. It's a 13x4 transparent lace wig. They don't have a name. I don't even think they name theirs on this site. So I can't tell you the name. All right, what else can I get? Oh, we need to get our flat iron and our, our wine. Y'all know how I be making it flat with the wine, so we're gonna use that because we definitely need that. So when we go to part, so let's go ahead and turn that on. She gonna be piping hot because she get real hot. All right, and then we're gonna go ahead and we'll do our flat iron after we style it. So once I style it, which I said I'm gonna do a deep side part, use that wand where the part is to flatten that out. So we're gonna flatten that out, and then we can flat iron after that. We don't even waste that electricity right now. Go ahead and unplug our blow dryer. So it's almost been 3 hours of doing my hair, which, I'm gonna leave that door open. 30 minutes of it was me cleaning up and stuff. Changed the linen on the bed and all of that. I'll put some clothes in the dryer. Oil lamp real quick so we can get us some good smell good going on. Should do them now, and then I can put my band back on. Yeah, so let's go ahead and do our edges. Now this wig came with pre-cut edges, so we're gonna pull them down because remember we brushed everything back. Looks so natural. I'm not even lying, y'all. And it's like on. Like, Like, it's not going nowhere. I'm trying to see if I want to use the baby hairs. Let's just pretend we're doing our side part. We're going to have to because we're going to have to cover that lace. So silky straight, like I have not had silky straight hair in a minute, like a very long time. Switch that, and I was confident about that, but I think I'm gonna go in the middle, light green. Do I want to go in the middle? I don't know. Oh my god, I don't know what to do, y'all. Let's see. We can do the middle, or do a side part, just not deep. I just wanted to go to that. Yeah, we're gonna do a side part, but not deep. I think that's the vibe. Yeah. And you don't want your part to be super straight because you want it to look as natural. As natural as possible. So, don't make it like super perfect. And wherever you part it, that's where you start pressing that wand. Because that's where we're making it straight. I might not even flat iron it, to be honest. Because it don't need to be bone straight. Want to make sure this part is flat as you can get it, because it's a gonna show the actual part and make it look more natural. You ever notice when you don't, if you don't do this, that natural part on the wig, you could barely see it. You ever notice that on wigs? Even with synthetics, you can do this. You just can't have the heat as high and holding it as long. But you have to flatten this out because a nigga got to see the part. Like, a bitch got to see it. Like, it's no ifs, ands, or buts. And you basically just press it, roll it down, pull it down, and go all the way around. Ooh, this thing hot. Hold it on there for as long as you can. The flatter you get this part, the more natural. You don't have to go back through with the flat iron if you don't want to. As long as this part look natural, you ain't got to worry about the rest. See, just like that. It's getting Aaliyah vibes. Rest in peace. Y'all remember Aaliyah? Oh my god, it's giving Aaliyah vibes. So right now, I don't need to do no baby hairs with this style because it's pretty much covering up the sides and everything. So I ain't even finna do that. When I change the style, then we'll work on the baby hairs. But ain't no point in doing it now because you're really not gonna see them and stuff. I could do like a little bit, but it's not really necessary. It's like not really necessary. Just had this random thought. Watch this, y'all. ooh, even when I put it behind my ear, even on that messed up part, the left side that's messed up, it still like look good. It looks so natural. I was gonna do something, I ain't gonna do it.
What we gonna get to eat? I gave you the suggestions, you ain't say nothing. Which one you prefer?
The chicken.
No, I still wanna know which one you prefer.
I don't have an option.
I did. I said.
I'm saying, I mean, it don't matter to me.
You have to pick one. No. Do you want the thing, the melt? Or you rather have the bites? Really?
Yeah, but
I thought you were gonna say the bites.
I mean, I told you they fine either one.
I kind of want the bites because I want some mashed potatoes. This piece right here, y'all, is giving me hell on this right side. It's like one little tiny piece that's not sticking down. And it is really bothering me. Like, really bothering me. And I don't know why. Oh, look how I was like pig, and then I said, well, y'all had them bites from Longhorn. They're called spicy chicken bites, I think. They're appetizers. They like $6 or $7. They are so good, and they give you so many of them. Like, it's a meal by itself if you add a side to it. We had that last night, Longhorn. But I ain't have my own chicken bites, but that's what Kim had. So I kind of want my own. Yeah, Bree like them too, so I think we all gonna get that. I'm finna put some glue on this. Some got to be on the tip of this cone. Piece because it is bothering me. The average person probably be like, it's not a big deal, but like, it really is because it's the only part that's sticking up. It's not laying flat, and it's bothering my soul. All right, that's cute. When I do put some baby hair right there, if I wear this in this style, like behind the ear. Let's run it back to make sure it's flat. I need to go to the smoke shop. I got me a hookah for my birthday from my mama. Thank you, mama. And I'm out of coals and I want to smoke. So I need to run it back. Because we passed it going to Longhorn. So I need to run in there and get me some coals. I really need to order the big one on Amazon, because them little packs at the smoke shop, they go too fast, because you need about 4 to 6 to really get you a good smoke going, because I got a 2 holes for now, and you really need some smoke on that one. And so them little roll coals. It's pressed down now, y'all, so I'm satisfied. Like, this was a great install. This was the best install I've probably ever done. So taking your time and trying like other people's techniques really make a difference. Like, do it the right way. You spend all this money on these wigs for them to look natural, and then like me, I don't take my time installing. I end up taking them. Ooh.
cause it hurt. I end up, what you call it? Taking it off and just like putting it up, not really wearing it to its potential. And that's a waste. And I ain't got money to waste like that. We're not doing that. So, I think it looked good. Alright, so y'all hold on real quick. I'll be back. I'm gonna go tell Bree not to fix no food because we're gonna go get food. And show her this, see what she think. And I'll be back, y'all. Hold on. Yeah.
I forgot. Oh my God, y'all. I was supposed to be coming right back. I went down there and had to fix a whole situation, and I totally forgot. That's on me, y'all. She got it all? It's just sitting in the laundry room. All right, y'all. I'm going to have to come back. We got to go get some food. That was totally my fault. Wow. I'll be back. Not tonight, though. But I'll come back on tomorrow. And we'll finish catching up. In a minute. Hey, she tried it on hunger. In the meantime, between time, be you. Be beautiful. Be blessed. Be a blessing. Be mindful, and most importantly, y'all, be aware.